Welcome to HR Insights, the podcast. Topical discussions with and for our global HR community.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of HR Insights. My name is Hannah and I will be your host today. I might be a bit of an unfamiliar voice to most of our listeners, but I am the marketing exec for Elliot Scott HR. And I will be interviewing Stu, who is our normal host. And we're going to go through Q1 and have a recap on season 6 today.
Nice to be on this side of the desk.
Yeah, it's quite weird. I'm normally behind the scenes. Yeah.
And you've been part of this before.
Yeah, normally I'm behind the scenes. I might be more of a familiar voice to those who've been on the show before. But yeah, I've never been this side of the camera. So it's a very weird experience for me. So we're going to start today with some icebreaker questions. So just wanted to ask whether you have any TV or movie recommendations for our audience today.
I think we've been giggling about this, the answer to this question, behind the scenes. If I was going to name two TV shows that I've been watching recently that I really like, be The Bear on Disney.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
Actually, I was talking about it this morning to somebody and saying how much I liked it. Although the first like three episodes is just chaos, like I really was unsure about it. And then like season 2 is just amazing. So love that. And I literally finished last night a show called Criminal Record on Apple. Again, really, really good. Peter Capaldi, cool. I think it is. And yeah, really good show. And then it'd be amiss of me to say that I've watched films recently and there is one film that stands out called Roadhouse, which everyone internally, Elliot Scott, will giggle about. Probably not the greatest film in the world when it comes to sort of the Oscars. However, just very, very funny.
I think our audience will love it.
If you like a bit of fighting and violence, then you might.
That's great. Definitely ones to check out. I've seen The Bear and I really liked it. So definitely we'll have a look at the others as well. And in the previous recap episode, you mentioned that you took part in HYROX last year.
Yep.
So I thought it'd be good to give our audience a bit of an update on how you did and whether you actually participated any more or if it was just the once.
Good question. I feel like my life has become HYROX, actually. yeah, I did all right last time. I didn't do quite as well as I wanted. I think my time was like an hour and 25 minutes, which is relatively good. The weights all change depending on the division, so that's where it's a bit slower than I'd normally like. So I had a bit of a plan this year of like going quite aggressive into another event and doing it again. So I did London in November last year, I think it was.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's very cool. I think I finished 11th in my age group. And luckily for me, one of the people that finished above me had already qualified for the World Championship. Oh. So I managed to qualify again. And I have that on the 8th of June in Nice. So fly down for that. And yeah, currently training quite hard for it as well at the moment.
Yeah, that sounds so cool. After everyone wish Stu luck for June.
It means you do some silly things. Last night I was doing like 100 burpees or something.
Oh my God.
It's all silly things.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's amazing though. Really cool. So going into the episode, we wanted to do a quick recap of the quarter.
Yep.
So I thought it'd be great to tell our audience sort of what you're seeing and have you noticed any trends at all?
Trends is a bit difficult one, but anybody that sort of follows me on LinkedIn and stuff will see that in the last sort of 3 weeks I've been posting about what we have seen in Q1. That we've a weird market, has been probably now for about 9 months or so. I would say that if you're in HR operations or you're in shared services in any way, or HRIS, I would say that you've been very busy over the last 9 months. I think they are the areas that we're definitely seeing work being pushed to those functions. Mm-hmm. The CHROs I'm talking to, especially about HRIS, they're saying that the systems aren't working properly. They don't have the right modules in some respects, so they're trying to get better data coming through. But a lot of the CHROs or CPOs I'm talking to, they're basically being asked to do more with less, which makes life very challenging for them. I had a conversation literally last week to a CHRO who's got a team of around about sort of 90, 95 people, and they're probably going to have to scale that back to around sort of 75 to 80. So market conditions still challenging. That does mean there's probably a little bit of burnout that we're seeing as well from HR. We've seen a few people of late that have got their bonuses and decided to take a bit of a break, take some time out. So they're probably the trends on a sort of broader macroeconomic level. I do think that you've got some better news out there. And I do think that if you look at profitability of organizations, it is getting better. And I think that will lead to a better market.
Picking up slightly.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a global trend as well. I don't think that's not sort of necessarily fixed sort of one area.
Yeah.
What I think you will see though is some sort of markets come out of it a little bit quicker than others. So it's the news should be, it should get better. People just have to be a little bit patient.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's quite promising, hopefully, for everyone listening.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. mentioning trends, we covered a lot of topics in season 6. And I wonder whether you think any of the topics that were covered are kind of relevant to those trends, and whether any of our audience listening, if they've missed any episodes, whether there's any particular ones they should jump back to.
I always find this really difficult when asked to sort of select or pick any out.
Yeah.
Every guest is pretty cool, actually. So the one thing I would say is AI is probably front of mind for almost everybody. So I will say that as a topic anyway. And we ran a couple of podcasts, didn't we? Nikki Gutier was one with Capfinity. Ben Williams was another at the very beginning in terms of launching the show. So AI has definitely been one that everyone's talking about. And they're probably two that I suppose stand out from that side of things. My personal favourites on it, I love the new show that we did this season for the first time.
That went down really well.
Yeah, like they're just good. They're relevant topics. You're talking about things that are actually in the news within the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks. It makes the show very relevant. And for me, that's been the sort of standout. I think we know I wanted to do that for a little while now.
Yeah.
We've only really just got around to doing it. So that's very good. I was going to jump ahead to next season, but I won't. I'll hold that back.
Keep that secret till the end.
Yeah, we also had career stories this year, which we did a few more of than we did sort of previous season. And actually, that's really good when you sit down and listen to someone in their career and what they did and how they did it. It's just really insightful. And yeah, like if anybody else wants to sort of join that journey, they should let us know because we're always looking for people to do that.
Yeah, really cool. And some of the big trends that came out of season 5 were intergenerational workforces and AI. So obviously we know both of them are still pretty relevant today. But I wondered whether you thought any of them have sort of since developed or have changed to where we're sitting now.
Interestingly, I think the two sort of go a little bit hand in hand.
Yeah.
But the intergenerational workforces piece is, that's not going away. And I think I was even reading an article this morning about sort of mental health, mental illness. It's the sort of thing that we're sort of seeing and hearing more from the new generation.
Yeah.
Through generation there. So it's, we're still seeing more, but I don't think that we've solved anything at the moment. I think we're still in that process of trying to identify why people are taking more time off, why people are sort of struggling with this. So I think that will still be developed. AI, the broader story that I would say on that is that there's a long way to go on this. So the one thing I would say, having spoken to Nikki and Ben and others in this field, is that AI is not the finished article by any stretch. I think people have a lot of ideas that they want to do with AI, and the idea is wonderful, but the actual reality is really different at the moment.
Yeah.
So I don't think AI is quite where it needs to be for people to sort of commit a lot of money into it just yet, especially if you're sort of a small to mid-sized organization.
Yeah, it's quite hard to gamble on, isn't it?
Yeah, and where cash is tight, and especially in we talked about it just now, like the market at the moment, interest rates have been going up, lending and cash available has become a little bit harder to get. So yeah, I think it will change, and I think it will continue to evolve, but I think it's slowed a little bit in the last few months.
Yeah, that's a really good shout. I mean, I think it's definitely still a prevalent topic. We're running the event obviously in the US in a couple of weeks with that topic being front of mind. So I think it's definitely like a global topic that's
without doubt
still very, very relevant, even a whole season on. So I think that's cool. And so going back to obviously the trends and everything that we're seeing, within the actual recruitment space, have you seen many trends that have affected us as a business?
I'll be really obvious on this. I think the biggest trend is the fact that people have slowed their hiring.
Like, yeah.
Let's be really clear about it. There's no point in us sitting there and going, it's a wonderful market, when we all know it isn't.
Yeah.
We saw this huge hiring boom in sort of 2022. That sort of continued a little bit for us into the beginning of 2023. But even at that point, hiring was slowing. We were seeing technology firms let go a lot of people. That naturally has an impact on companies like ourselves. So it's been a difficult one, but what we are now seeing is that companies are looking at the people that they have. They're wondering if they've got the right people in the right places, do they need different skills in different markets? And that means we're having some really interesting conversations. So while maybe the volume isn't quite where it needs to be, we are actually sort of seeing a little bit of an increase in hiring just of late, not loads, I wouldn't go crazy, but it's mainly because people have started to redefine their workforce and actually look for different skills.
Yeah, that's really cool. And then thinking back to the podcast, obviously you've said that there has been a couple of like aspects of the show that you've really liked this season, so that the latest news and the career stories. Do you think you'd be able to pick top three episodes?
top three episodes. I'm going to wrap Nikki and Ben up in one.
Yeah.
Because AI, I'm going to say that they're just good because they're just so relevant.
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, it's a really difficult one. I really enjoyed talking to Dr. Amit.
Yeah.
I thought he was, just his whole story, what he's been through, what he's experienced. I think that was one of the longest podcasts we've actually ever recorded.
Yeah.
I think it was like 65 minutes.
I'm pretty sure. Just over an hour,
wasn't it? And that wasn't necessarily because we aspired to do 65 minutes. It's the fact that he had just such a fascinating story.
Yeah.
And it was just a really sort of natural way to go with the conversation. So they're definitely a couple. Greg Morley stood out for me. I really like talking to Greg. I've known him a long time. It's just really engaging. Then Bianca. Really, really lovely individual and doing some really interesting stuff in the sort of wellness space. So there's quite a lot to choose from. As I said at the very beginning, I sort of hate this bit because I'm selecting people when actually everyone we've had on the show has been great.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think no one is obviously better than the previous guest. I think everyone's got such an interesting topic and so much to say on their like chosen field that it's so difficult to pick like top three, especially out of this season. I think it's been like we've had some really amazing guests.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me as well, I think Dr. Amit was one that really stuck out for me. I think his story was super inspiring as well. So it's definitely one that we would love to get back on the show at some point.
It's not going to go away, so if people haven't listened to it,
they can
re-listen to it. Like, it's still there if they want to go back. And we do find that with the podcast that actually we get more traction later on.
Even
now, some of the earlier episodes are still getting quite a lot of traction.
Yeah. Yeah, we have one episode randomly from around season two that pops up every now and then in our analytics where, likes to come back up. And then do you have any aspirations for season 7? Is there anything you would like to see?
We talked about this. So I think the one thing that we wouldn't mind doing or would like to do is a live show. So in some respects, it's a little bit difficult because we have a sort of a global audience and we have different offices in different places. But I also think it would be really interesting to do that. That's probably the next part to it. We recorded this year as well.
Yeah.
We hadn't done that before. So maybe that feeds quite nicely into doing a sort of live podcast and live show. And therefore, we can maybe have a bit more interaction with the audience as well, which I think would be really nice.
Yeah, I think that'd be really good. Kind of similar to the news episode where it would be very relevant and very on topic then and there. So I think that would be amazing. Could be a great season finale.
Exactly that. Maybe that's the way to do it.
Yeah. So thanks everyone for listening to this episode. Thanks for joining me, Stu.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely fine. So if anyone else has any kind of topics that they would like us to cover for season 7 or wants to be a guest, as Stu said, on Career Stories, then feel free to reach out to myself or Stu.
Without doubt, I'd reinforce that. Like, please get in touch with us, because we are always on the lookout for people. And
yeah.
And what people should be aware of is that while we're planning for season 7, which will start in a month or so, we're already thinking probably about season 8 as well.
Yeah.
So people should know that we like to sort of have enough to sort of be getting on with for the next year or so.
Yeah. We have space is still available, so we are always on the lookout for new people to be on the show, so definitely reach out, and yeah, I look forward to hearing from you.
Cool. Thanks for having me. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you'd like to share any thoughts or comments, you can get in touch with myself at se@elliotscotthr.com. be sure to also subscribe to HR Insights for future episodes. Elliot Scott HR is an award-winning specialist HR recruitment company. We serve the HR community globally and have placed HR leaders in over 30 countries. There are over 100,000 members in the Elliot Scott HR community. Please join us via our website, elliotscotthr.com, or our LinkedIn page. Take a look at other episodes in our podcast series, via our blog, and check out our up-and-coming webinars and events hosted in our 6 global locations.